And KVGC News Time, 8 minutes after the hour. Welcome to a Wednesday. It is the 27th day of February for 2019. Topping the news today, a flood warning for small streams remains in effect until 11 p.m. tomorrow night for Amador and northwestern Calaveras counties. Runoff from moderate to heavy rain overnight and on Tuesday continues to result in widespread flooding of streams and low-lying areas. Now, while many streams will begin to subside and recede, others will likely peak through the afternoon, and water levels will remain high into Thursday. Water will be slow to recede in low-lying areas. Rock and mudslides will be possible over higher elevations. Check road conditions before traveling, as roads may be closed or will continue to experience standing water through Thursday.
Well, Governor Newsom has issued an emergency proclamation to help communities respond to the severe winter storms that began in January and continue through this month. The proclamation issued for counties across California, including Calaveras and El Dorado counties. Now, this helps those communities recover from potential flooding, mudslides, erosion, power outages, and damage to infrastructure. Now, earlier in the day yesterday, the Calaveras supervisors approved a local state of emergency declaration due to storm damage. The amount still being calculated, but by declaring a local state of emergency, the door is now open for state funding. Failed culverts, power outages, flood damage, and downed trees have all occurred due to the recent storms. Highway 26 near Glencoe remains closed for at least another month due to the impacts of recent storms. Now, the atmospheric river system currently working its way through Northern California, expected to bring heavy rain, snow, and high-speed winds again today.
And the Amador County Board of Supervisors has voted to officially close a stretch of Shake Ridge Road in the Amador Upcountry. Meeting yesterday, the board voted to formally approve an emergency shutdown of Shake Ridge Road between Wandering Hills Road and Highway 88. Recent storms have damaged the roadway, and the presence of ice and snow make evaluating the damage difficult. No estimate on the reopening of the road has been made available. Supervisors urged county staff to make preparations for repairs and praise their efforts in addressing storm damage on various roads throughout the county. And in related matters, the board approved the rental of emergency message boards for Shake Ridge and an emergency declaration for the February storms. In other business, the board voted to reject a bid on the repair for the Chukis store in Fiddletown. Only one contractor bid on the project. That bid came in three times the county's $48,000 budget. The county will re-advertise the project.
Well, Calaveras Sheriff Detectives served a search warrant in relation to financial crimes at a resident in Willsieville yesterday. That was on Monday. Now, the previous resident of the location, Shannon Scott, has been a reported missing person since August. Scott and his vehicle, a white-colored 2014 Fiat bearing California Purple Heart license plate number 9038PH, have not been seen since he was reported missing. Yesterday, detectives along with the forensic team from the Department of Justice served a search warrant at the Blagan Boulevard residence. Although there have been no new leads in locating Scott, detectives have been conducting follow-ups regarding possible crimes related to his finances. Now, during service of the search warrant, 25-year-old Shaylee Scott was arrested for felony violation of probation, felon in possession of a firearm, and felon in possession of ammunition. She was booked into the Calaveras County Jail without bail. Now, this is an active investigation. Officials have released no further detail. If anyone has info as to Shannon Scott's whereabouts or pertinent info regarding the case, contact the Sheriff Department, 754-6500.
And a reminder for you, the El Dorado National Forest will be submitting applications for off-highway vehicle funds for the upcoming grant cycle, and the forest is developing their preliminary application plan, and your input on these proposals is requested. The Forest will be hosting an open house this evening from 4 to 7 to discuss the proposed preliminary grant application. The open house will be held at the El Dorado National Forest Supervisor's Office in Placerville.
Well, upcountry residents invited to a town hall meeting set for tonight at 6 at the Veteran Hall in Pioneer. Hosted by the Upcountry Community Council, the meeting will center on fire prevention and protection. In attendance will be members of the CAL FIRE Amador El Dorado Unit, Amador County Sheriff Department, Amador Fire Safe Council, Amador County Animal Response Team, ACART, Amador Fire Protection District, and District 3 Supervisor Jeff Brown. All will discuss wildland fire safety issues specific to the upcountry.
And that's a look at local news on a Gold Country Wednesday morning. Supervisor Forrester will be along at the bottom of the 8 o'clock hour to take a look at the latest from the Board of Supervisors for you. Also, in sports action, unfortunately, the Argonaut girls lost last night in their first round in the state finals. The boys did win. They live on to play another game tomorrow against Dinuba. KVGC sports editor Giles Turner will be along in just a few to take a look at that for you. From the KVGC News Center,
I'm JD.
And I'm Jim Geedy reporting. Remember, for the latest news, traffic, and weather 24 hours a day, visit our website, kvgcradio.com.